Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray again. Grant to us, O Lord, the royalty of inward happiness and the serenity which comes from living close to Thee. Daily renew in us this sense of joy, and let the eternal Spirit of the Father dwell in our souls and bodies, filling every corner of our hearts with light and grace, so that, bearing about with us the infection of good courage, we may be diffusers of life and may meet all ills and cross accidents with gallant and high-hearted happiness, giving Thee thanks always for all things. Amen.
Amen.
That was titled The Happiness Prayer, and it is written by Robert Louis Stevenson. I thought it was a good start for me. Thank you so much for inviting me to share this Sunday with you in your beautiful church with all your beautiful faces. I'm absolutely honored to be here and be with my friend Liska and all of you. The bulletin says the title of my sermon is Choose Good News. And now when we're talking about good news in the Christian sense, most often it generally means the coming of the kingdom of God. Mark 1, 14 through 15 says, "After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. 'The time has come,' he said. 'The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.' I do not discount this good news by any means. However, the kingdom of God may take a while. I don't pretend to have those dates on my calendar yet. So I want to focus on the good news of today, the good news that we are currently experiencing here and now. While we celebrate the good news of Mark, we won't experience it fully until the kingdom comes. The Hebrew and Christian Bibles have blessed us with much good news and ask us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in them. 'In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you.' 1 Thessalonians 5:18. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15:13. Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.' Nehemiah 8:10. May the righteousness be glad and rejoice before God. May the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Psalm 68:3. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I wore my rainbow stole today for three reasons. One is to serve as a reminder of last Sunday's teachings that you heard about the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch and how the Bible does not condemn homosexuality. The second reason is just because it makes me happy. It's bright and it matches my dress. So do my little cupcake earrings. And it promotes joy. And three is a reminder of God's covenant of the rainbow. He has promised that the flood of Noah was the last of its kind. Have faith that he wants good for us, no matter how horrible things the situation may appear in this moment. There will always be beauty to follow, always. Because I'm an interfaith minister, I also present you with a few thoughts to consider from your brothers and sisters in other faith traditions. Buddhism. If by leaving a small pleasure, one sees a great pleasure, let a wise person leave the small pleasure and look to the great. Dhammapada 290. Islam. Whoever does right, whether male or female, and is a believer, we shall make them live a good life, and we shall pay them a recompense in proportion to the best of what they used to do. Surah Al-Nahl, 97. Confucianism. Knowing something is not as good as liking it. Liking something is not as good as rejoicing in it. Confucius. Zoroastrianism. May that come to you which is better than the good. May that not come to you which is worse than the evil. Native American wisdom, Anasazi tribe. Do you and I follow light to chase darkness from our souls as well? We don't always take the good news, do we? We've surrounded ourselves with torment and suffering. Social media, reporters, news anchors, they remind us of the horrors going on daily across the whole of our planet. I'm not saying to ignore them. Each of the faith traditions that I've mentioned, and basically all of the rest, stress the importance of serving others, particularly those in need. What I am saying is that to dwell on the evils will only serve to perpetuate them. For example, do you have people in your life that only seem to notice the bad? If you're on social media, do you see the people that are physically unable to post something positive? They always seem to have a plethora of sad and angry happenings to talk about. I've watched friends post over social media over and over about the bad things that they can blow way out of proportion. Every day is another post about how terrible the food at that restaurant was, how annoying all their neighbors are, and how irritating the traffic has become in Denver. These are also the people I notice that seem to fall ill more than anyone else. Suddenly they've contracted something new and are trapped with nothing to do apart from complain about their lot. I do not suggest that we blame them. Their suffering is very real. Though it's possible, is it possible that maybe they chose it? Psychology Today posted in 2013, a study of more than 30,000 people revealed that harping on negative life events, particularly through rumination and self-blame, can be the prime predictor of some of today's most common mental health problems. Results from eye-opening UK study, the largest of its kind, indicated that it isn't just what happens to us that matters, but how we think about it that shapes our psychological well-being. Whilst we know that a person's genetics and life circumstances contribute to mental health problems, the result from this study showed that traumatic life events are the main reason people suffer from anxiety and depression. However, the way a person thinks about it and deals with stressful events is as much an indicator of the level of stress and anxiety they feel. This is from Peter Kinderman, the head of the Institute of Psychology, Health, and Society. Now, to be fair, there are some really big, horrible things happening in the world. Bombings, shootings, general violence, and hate everywhere. Sometimes we don't see them unless they happen near to home. I have several friends that are in touch with or live in many different places, and so my Facebook feed is full of heartbreaking posts regularly. I frequently thought about closing my Facebook account because of the hate and negativity I see there every day. However, if I cancel my account, I lose my business page, and I also lose access to my group, We Want a Stargate Ornament from Hallmark, and I just can't bear to be without it. Though a dear friend of mine asked me once, how is it possible that she never or hardly ever sees me post anything negative on the Facebook? And I replied, there's two reasons. One is that I have a degree in theater, and it's my bachelor's, and it's really easy for me to fake it until I make it, and make sure everything looks amazing even when it isn't. And two is that I have realized early on in my life that it is not necessary to post everything to Facebook. We don't have to tell everything that's going on to everyone we meet, including those in the line at the grocery store. I've never met a stranger, and my mother's never stopped from telling them all everything that goes on. Plus, I confess I'm a little bit addicted to Facebook anyway. My friends post pictures of their lives and family, and while it's not necessary that I see every meal that they've eaten, it is good to see their faces. I'm very thankful for that, even if it's just in pictures. I've also come to realize that there is great joy and purpose in being a voice of inspiration and happiness on social media. Right now, I am on day 185 of the 365 Days of Yay campaign, courtesy of my friends who own Yay Life, and you've probably seen their magnets, I brought a couple with me, that say things like, yay faith, yay writing, yay dogs, yay bacon. Have you guys seen these around? Yeah, those are new guys. Yay! So this is the company that runs that, and every day I post a yay. They just live to celebrate the yays in everyday life. And I admit it's not always easy to find a yay every day. They are always there if we're willing to really look for them, though. Since I began, several of my friends have been inspired to start looking for yays every day and for a year in their lives. It's a wonderful feeling to find good news, isn't it? There's a few online news stations that you can find that will post good news stories. Sunny Skies News Online tells me that Kay and Joe O'Regan have done what not many married couples have ever done. On June 6th of this year, the 80-year-olds crossed the finish line hand in hand at the Cork City Marathon in Ireland. They finished at 5 hours and 23 minutes, not bad, making them both first for their age group. Additionally, Claire Shaw and her family were boating off the coast of Connecticut last weekend when their 8-month-old Shiba Inu puppy slipped out of his harness and into the ocean. After turning around and backtracking for hours, having the Coast Guard involved and everyone on shore looking, they weren't able to find him. They knew the puppy didn't know how to swim either. Although the family felt defeated, Claire thought she'd give it one more shot and went back to my friend Facebook. And almost 100 shares later, an equine vet saw her post and a post on a lost and found pet group, and the vet put the two posts together and realized somebody had found Ryder. They found him swimming in the middle of the sound and pulled him into their boat, Shaw said. We are so incredibly thankful. Another of my favorite sources is the Good News Network. They posted about a boy in Tennessee who used his allowance to give local jail inmates a chance at a better life by creating a library. 9-year-old Tyler Fugit told his mom he wanted to give people who were behind bars at Montgomery County Jail something to take their minds off their surroundings. Tyler figured if inmates read, they don't have time to think about doing bad things. He showed up without warning at the sheriff's office, armed with more than 100 books he had purchased on sale at local bookstores, and he isn't finished. Tyler's collected more books and is now gathering hygiene items to donate to the jails to help inmates start new chapters in their lives. Are there any Dallas Cowboys fans in here?
No.
No. No. You might become one. On Friday, 100 underprivileged children were invited to the Dallas Cowboys football stadium for a giant overnight slumber party. Lined up on the field were 100 beds, each outfitted with blue and silver cowboy swag, cuddly quilts, and teddy bears. Not only did the kids get to eat pizza and hang out with the NFL football players and their cheerleaders, they got to watch a movie on the giant screen, and at the end of the night, they were told that they get to keep the beds. None of these children had a bed at home to sleep in. And now, thanks to Ashley Furniture with their Hope to Dream program, they are in for some pretty sweet slumber. Today is a chance to start fresh with our choices. So what will we choose? Our team lost the game last week after we went all the way out to the park to see them. Or it was a beautiful day for baseball. We were out in the sunshine, enjoying the company of friends and family, watching our team put everything they had into their game. We shared some snacks, laughed together, and cheered until we had no voices left. What a great day. The Denver traffic has gotten impossible. I dread leaving my house anymore, especially if I need to enter or pass through downtown, because I know I'll be sitting in the car for extra long time waiting for jerks and idiots that don't know what they're doing to get their acts together. Or, I know how heavy traffic is in Denver lately. I'm going to give myself plenty of time and enjoy a book on tape. I might sing to some music, drink my coffee, check out how some of the other cars on the road are handling their braking. I might look into purchasing one of the better braking cars later next time I buy. Maybe I could put on some light music on the way home and spend some of the trip in prayer or light meditation. Who knows? I could solve all of the world's problems in my car. It's raining again. Why must so much of my summer sunshine be stolen away by the rain? Or, the garden outside looks fantastic, well done. It's getting all the moisture it needs. In fact, all the gardens around town this season are looking wonderful. There are worse things than a little rain in the grand scheme of weather. And this has to be helpful for those growing their own food. What a blessing. My son is gay and wants to marry another man. Where did I go wrong? Or, my son met the love of his life. He has found someone to love and cherish who deeply loves and cherishes him too. Thank God I raised a good and kind man who understands love and is blessed to experience it fully with the right partner. We really could go on for days. The good in the world will never be swallowed by the evil. There will always be suffering, though we have been taught to meet suffering with love. God asks much of us, though his requests are most certainly in our power. We heard Philippians 4, 4 through 9, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God has made all things new. He has created for us a beautiful planet that we are often too busy or too grumpy to enjoy. Alice Walker, in her book, The Color Purple, tells us that everything he has created is quite deliberate. She says, I think it pisses God off if you walk by the color purple in a field somewhere and don't notice it. People think pleasing God is all God cares about, but any fool living in the world can see it always trying to please us back. So take a moment. Think of something right now that makes you feel exceedingly glad. Something that no one anywhere can bring down for you. Maybe it's something God made. Like a blade of corn, like a honeybee, like a waterfall, all a part of me, like the color purple. Where does it come from? Open up your eyes, look what God has done. Singing is one of mine, by the way. Right?
Yay for you.
Yay. It's funny that so many of us are afraid to sing in public. Do you notice this? It's as if our voices are not good enough. We forget that God is our heavenly Father, a parent. Parents always want to hear their children sing. Neil Diamond is the one that said, make a beautiful noise. We heard today in Psalm 66 that God just wants the noise to be joyful. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. This weekend, we celebrate the good news that on June 7th, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia presented a resolution with these famous words. Resolved, that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. This, of course, led to the adopting of the Declaration of Independence. So let's hear some good news. You didn't know this was interactive, though it is. I know we all have something we can share. I have many: singing, watching Stargate, spending time with friends, going to the movies, reading a book, and the fact that I'm only 3/4 away from my master's degree. Yay! Wee! I also have one piece of good news that I've been waiting for 8 years. My sister doesn't call often. She's pretty busy. Though when she does, I hold my breath. I'm waiting for good news. I am praying for good news. It will sound like this. Hey, it's Steph. I just wanted to let you know that they found a cure. And my MS is totally gone. So don't be afraid. Speak out your good news. What's good in your life today? Tell your neighbor if you're afraid to tell the rest of us. This is now an open forum. I'm listening.
You. Are you
Aww.
Kidding? What a great service. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Who else has great good news? Yay! That's marvelous news. That's okay. Sleeping in is great news.
Lahoma is sitting outside. She stopped me. And me and her kind of butt heads because she was not understanding that I was, if I was going to heaven or not because I'm gay. And I just, she stopped me again, and I kind of felt angry at the beginning. And she's like, I just don't understand. I was like,
That is good news.
I finally saw eye to eye, kind of.
Cool.
That's huge good news. That's very cool. Last chances for good news. Do I hear good news? That's good news. Yay!
Yay, Shelly.
My poor mom is still waiting. Someday. You got good news?
My good news is that my son is learning to swim, which I was always too afraid to do.
Oh, yay. That's good news.
I've got a couple of little things. One, Eric is the best piano player in the world. Bless his little heart. Yay. And I get to look at your faces when people do sermons, and everybody was out there going, you look like Cheshire Cats. So it was so exciting to look at your faces, because it came from you. I mean, how neat was that? I feel uplifted. Of course, I'll probably run off into a tree or something.
Oh, stop that.
But how neat was that? What uplift.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing your good news, and thank you again for having me today. I also was enjoying looking at your faces. I like to see your faces. These are great faces here. So thank you for inviting me, and being with you today has made me exceedingly glad. I will leave you today with this traditional Irish blessing. May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. Amen.